Hello and a very good evening. Today is important because I've been on the news. Yes, hello. How are you? I'm all right. Thanks for asking. Not that you're dead, but yeah, I'm good. Thanks. So here we are. Day 30 of Bulai. And, yeah. Been on the news today. Hang on a minute. I think I should probably do something about this. What if I was to do this? Yes, there we go. Let's add some tension. I'll play that quietly to itself in the background. So, yeah. Today's main headline is news-related. I have been on the news today. Wasn't quite ready for it. Didn't know it was going to happen. I'm giving this a bigger build than it needs to have had, really. But never mind. Too late now. This morning, coverage went national of BBC leaving home. God, this music's very serious, isn't it? I never noticed that before. But yes, the BBC News broadcast a nice little piece, a nice little package, as they like to call them, about our Friesthorpe adventure and all the things happening therein. It was really nice, and the cameras that came to see us in Boston when we were doing the radio play, you know, the footage they shot, some of that was part of the package, and the poor old Great Britain got to see my moustached mug. No. But never mind. What can you do? Yes. So we're all very impressed and very proud. Very pleased. It wasn't just about the Boston thing, obviously. It was about the whole thing. So there you go. They've covered us from Friesthorpe. They're following the journey from home to going to the front. So as part of that, we're at home. And that's what happened there. So they saw, they met up with some of the Beachy's surviving relatives, which was very nice, who we met as well, actually, on Saturday at the Arboretum. So that was pleasant. What else was there in it? Talking about the family and the history and some of the things that we've seen on as well, showing like letters and photos and stuff like that. So yes, all very exciting. We're very impressed. There was also a live link up to Friesthorpe. BBC News came live from Friesthorpe. I can't even say it. I'm so excited. which, in some ways, you'd think is a bizarre and strange thing, but also really quite nice, I thought. Very impressive. Yeah, it was just nice that they've taken the time to recognise what we're doing in recognising this story. What's the key phrase that everyone's banding around at the moment? They're saying it's a local story of national significance. That's it. That's the phrase that pays at the moment, apparently. If you're into that sort of thing. But there we are. So, we've been in Friesthorpe tonight to rehearse also. We have had almost a full cast rehearsal. Almost. The gentleman who is playing the vicar, the rector at Friesthorpe, came and did his turn today. That is the wonderful Mr. Howard Leader, or should I say Squadron Leader Howard Leader. Who you may know off of BBC Lincolnshire. He does a Sunday afternoon evening show on there, if you listen to that. And he's a lovely, lovely man. I found out recently that he does panto as well. So that's good. It's the first time we've ever heard the lines done by the rector in the church. And there he was looking resplendent up in the pulpit today. Talking to us, giving us a bit of an introduction to Friesthorpe and campanology and that kind of thing for the audience when they come. And of course, he is then interrupted by war. Now, the significant thing about this performance is that when he is interrupted by war, the church bells at St. Peter's in Friesthorpe are going to be rung. This is a massive deal for them, for the parish over there, because those bells have not rung in living memory. So we are talking roughly 100 years since those church bells rang, and they are going to ring for the very first time in living memory as part of our performance, because part of the funding and grant and all that sort of thing, I'm not entirely sure what, but a part of all of that, the arrangements and agreements and stuff to hold this commemorative performance, if you like, was that the bells be restored because they were in a state of disrepair or something. I don't know. So, yeah, that's the big deal for Friesthorpe and for us, is they're going to have working bells for the first time in living memory, and we're going to be the ones to do it. There's going to be a dedication and stuff as part of what we're doing and everything. So it's kind of part performance, part dedication and all this sort of thing. It's very nice, actually. It's very, very sweet in a local newsy sort of way. You know what I mean? It's almost if it wasn't such a big deal that it's all about this World War I and the Beachy family, it would almost be an "and finally" thing, you know, item on the news, wouldn't it? Bells play for the first time in living memory due to a performance of a commemoration. I don't know. I don't write copy, clearly. We all know I can't write. I can't even talk half the time. I ramble all the way through these, we know that. But you get my point. I think it's a very nice thing that's happening. And quite poignant and stuff. So, on that note, I have just discovered a hole in my T-shirt, and I'm going to go to bed. Oh, that's annoying. Right in my armpit. Rubbish. Right, okay, I shall get off and bother you no longer, and I shall talk to you tomorrow for the final time. Hooray, everybody said. No more of this poo-lie business. Yes, this will be the end of it. And I will briefly venture back into Audio Boo Land to let you know how BBC Leaving Home went, because it all kicks off over the weekend. And, of course, that's after the end of Boo Lie, really. So, you know, I think it'd just be nice to finish it all off. Okie doke, I will see you tomorrow. Good night.